Retirement is the dream for everyone, which, if proper planning is missing, can turn that dream into a living nightmare. Nightmares can be quickly magnified by inflation, personal health crisis, other unplanned expenses. So what about you? How's your retirement nest egg doing? Are you one of those who thinks it's too late, so you're not even trying at this point? You've placed all your retirement hopes on Social Security? Good luck with that. Our first guest today is here to share some tactics to take, mistakes to avoid, and paths to stay steady on. He's a certified trust and fiduciary advisor, chief contributing editor to fiduciarynews.com. He's also an author. His books include Hey, What's My Number? How to Improve the Odds You Will Retire in Comfort. Chris Carosa, how are you today, Chris?
Great. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, I'm glad to have you here because this is something important that people, you know, if you procrastinate, well, you might be cutting out your possibilities. And then when things like inflation, it just magnifies, like I said in the introduction, how your problems become troubles and trying to fix them might be more challenging. ChrisCarosa.com, C-A-R-O-S-A. We have the link, of course, at our homepage as well. I want to start off with a few stats, which I'm sure you know very well, but I think it magnifies for the person listening, especially if you see yourself in these numbers, the problem that people are facing. This is from Go Banking Rates. One-third of Americans have less than $100 in savings. Found this from U.S. News and World Report. 2022, 41% of people stopped adding to their retirement fund because of cost of living hikes. 32% of people took money out of their retirement fund. That's going the wrong way when it comes to saving, Chris. What's happening here?
Well, yeah, that is going to be the tendency across the board with what we're seeing. Now, the solution is, first of all, everybody's different. So even though these statistics may look dire, they're across the board. So different people in different parts of the country with different lifestyles, they have different needs. So those numbers may not be as bad as they seem, but I think it's a good statement to make that everything could be better. Everybody could make their situation better than it is.
A lot of people like to get, I guess, strict, targeted, focused in their investing, especially when it comes to retirement. But when you look at the economy being so fluid, and some might even say more abstract than concrete, especially these days, what kind of flexibility is possible when it comes to investing for retirement?
What I like to tell people is before you retire and while you're in retirement, you want to have about 2 years' worth of expenses put away in a safe bucket. And this could be a cash, a CD, money market account, something that doesn't fluctuate up and down as dramatically as the stock market does. This way, you've got that stuff squirreled away, that money squirreled away. If something bad happens in the market, you're less affected.
As far as when losses hit, because like it or not, tactic works, tactic doesn't work. People are facing losses, especially in the here and now, just with the cost of living alone. And I mean, for example, you can see older people working at pick the box store or supermarket of your choice in your local area. And you're thinking they've been working a long time. No, a lot of people are going back to work because their retirement income just isn't covering their nut anymore.
That's true. And there's actually three reasons to go back to work when you're retired. One of them is because you need more money. And with inflation the way it is right now, that's the reason why a lot of people are going back to work. But that's not the only reason. Sometimes they just want to be a little bit more social, get some more excitement in their life. They're kind of bored just sitting down doing, you know, the same thing every day. So going back to work helps them do that. Then the third reason is a lot of people have a passion. They're passionate about something. They've been passionate about something, say, maybe all their life, that because they were working full-time, they've had to hold back on it. And now they see that, say, it's a hobby that they're really interested in, and they find that they could actually make money on that hobby, so they start a little side hustle. So there's a lot of different reasons why people go back to work. It's not as abnormal as you think, but it is something that I think we're seeing more of today.
So with that being in the forefront of a lot of people's minds to an increasing number nowadays, too, when it comes to the Social Security piece of the retirement pie, what do you have to watch out for so you don't put yourself in a hole? You're trying to stay ahead, and if you're standing with a pad hand because you're not paying attention to numbers. What are some of the points you have to always be aware of?
Well, one thing to be aware of is if you are getting outside income, extra income, which a lot of people are doing, you have to make sure that that doesn't negatively impact your Social Security. Most of these side hustles aren't bringing in a lot of income, and if you're of retirement age or older, it's probably not going to have any impact on Social Security at all. But if you're younger than retirement age, and you're social, when I'm saying retirement age, I'm talking about your official Social Security retirement age, which is roughly 66 or 67,
right,
depending on when you were born. If you're below that age, then earning extra income and collecting Social Security may have negative consequences. You're going to have to talk to your local tax advisor just to be sure how you're impacted, because everybody is impacted differently depending on where you live and what you're doing, where your Social Security levels are, that all those sort of things. Everyone is got their own specific set of circumstances.
Talking with Chief Contributing Editor to FiduciaryNews.com. He is a Certified Trust Fiduciary Advisor, also author. His books include Hey, What's My Number? How to Improve the Odds You Will Retire in Comfort, Chris Carosa. ChrisCarosa.com, his website. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. What you need to prepare financially to have a secure retirement, as you say, just like with people, geography comes into play, too. This was some, again, going back to Go Banking Rates. They ranked the top 50 states in order for most user-friendly cost of living and the most expensive. Mississippi, the least expensive to live in. Hawaii, the most. You look, we're based in New Jersey, just as an example. Annual cost of living is around $54,811. After Social Security income, you still have to come up with $35,392. So they calculate to retire in New Jersey, you've got to have a nest egg of $884,788. Chris, people hear that number and they go, that's just not going to happen.
Well, you're right. And that's, in fact, in my book, Hey, What's My Number? And I'm really focusing on younger savers with that. Everybody looks at, say, $1 million target, and they get totally freaked out. They're saying, no way I'm going to do that. But if you're younger, and instead of looking at a million-dollar target, if you look at maybe a 3% annual return, which for younger people, that's what all you need, then that's a little bit more acceptable. So it really depends on how you frame it. Now, specifically, just say within New Jersey, you say the average is $54,000 a year per that study. But consider this. New Jersey is a very big state. It has different types of communities in it. The average living expense, say, in a larger city is going to be significantly more than the average living expense in a more rural area. So even within New Jersey, you have this wide variety of geography, which would entail a similar wide variety in what it takes to live in retirement. So all that comes into shape, and maybe you don't need as much as you think you need or as what the averages are telling you because of where you live.
And also depends, too, on if you're a homeowner or a renter. Senior housing becomes an option as well. Selling your home and becoming a renter. There are ways to adjust through your lifestyle versus your financial lifestyle.
That's right. That's right. And again, it's you take an inventory of all your assets and your loans, your liabilities, what you have to spend. And, you know, one of the targets that people are encouraged when they retire is you want to try to eliminate or reduce any sort of loans once you hit retirement, because those are expenses that really aren't giving you anything at that point. You know, so you want to try to get rid of them.
So let's just say we've been focusing on the people retired. Just a last moment here for those who are getting in that it's time to get serious stage of life. What are one or two key things they should be putting in their financial foundation right now so that when they go to 67, 65, maybe 70, if they want to max out Social Security as best as possible, but for the here and now of 40-something, what is it that they should be focusing on the most?
Well, the most important thing is to figure out how you can maximize your retirement savings through all the possible vehicles that you have. So everyone is used to the 401k plan, but did you know that HSA, health savings accounts, are even more attractive as a retirement savings vehicle? You have to use them correctly, but they're a way that you can get a triple tax savings, and your company gets a tax savings too. Not everybody has these, so you'll need to talk to your employee benefits department or human resources department to see if you are eligible to do this, but that's something that you should look at. So you look at all possible ways to maximize your retirement savings, both at work and individually. So if you qualify for an IRA, try to do that too, preferably a Roth IRA, if you can, you know, you can, if it's okay to pay the taxes now. So these are a lot of things that you should be looking at. I know it's trouble. It's hard to do that. If you're in your 40s, not only are you worrying about, you know, doing your daily job, but you probably have a family and you're worrying about that, and there's other things all around you that's taking your time and attention. But you have to spend some time on yourself, on your future self. And that's probably the most important advice that I can give anybody of that age.
And certainly with the tools that we have through online services, legitimate ones, there are some who aren't. But again, it's caution and awareness that will keep you safe there. And with information from people like Chris Carrozza with his book, Hey, What's My Number? How to Improve the Odds You Will Retire in Comfort, you'll have a lot more at your fingertips to make the decisions to build the structure that you need for a secure financial retirement. ChrisCarrozza.com, C-A-R-O-S-A. We have the link at our homepage as well. And as you said, Chris, it's intimidating, but I think once people get involved and more proactive, they build their comfort zone and their awareness helps them feel more secure in making decisions, making changes, instead of standing pat and hoping for the best, which doesn't always work out that way, and that's part of what you teach as well. So thanks for being here, Chris, because I think the way you raise awareness is going to make people hit that proactive button a little more often and a little more securely. Thanks for doing that, for being here.
Thank you.